He's a psychologist. Feel me?
Yeah.
He's a psychologist.
Damn.
And he's a mentor to me. I study him a lot. Mentally, you know? Like, I like his logic.
You like his flow.
It's his logic, like how he, you know?
Yeah, how he thinks.
His mental,
how he,
yeah, the mental, yeah. You know? It's dope.
Give me an example. Like, what is he into? Like
what? Okay. One example is there's a beast, metaphorically. There's a beast. Yeah. There's a monster inside of all of us, you know. And a lot of the times, people live their whole lives trying to deny that. Not saying that you're supposed to accept that and that's who you are. It's just, but that is a part of you.
I think we all have a killer instinct.
We all have, you know what I'm saying? If we
harness it.
Exactly. Yeah, the only way to harness it is you have to acknowledge it. You have to embrace it.
You have to acknowledge it, embrace it, as well as subdue it and fight your demons. Real deal.
Yeah.
There's multiple ways to do it, though. There's, like, going to the gym. There's mental battles. There's really just thinking about life. There's so many different ways. It's different for everybody. Everybody has different demons. Everybody has different mental issues and different mental blockage that they need to overcome and subdue.
Yeah. But...
that's finding yourself. That's a part of finding yourself.
Exactly.
You just gotta I'm dead ass. I would real deal just stop, like, everything I'm doing sometimes and just really fucking think. Like, what do I want in my life? Where am I going? What do I enjoy? What do I hate? What, you know, I just really talk to myself. You know what I'm saying? And that's where the psychedelics come in too sometimes.
Bro, psychedelics has helped me with myself.
I'm not saying like
some
go
people,
crazy.
Some people don't need to do those things. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Some people are more in spiritually in tune with themselves. Yes. But that's not me, realistically. Yeah. I'm more, to be honest, I'm like emotionless. I need to get in tune with my emotions a little bit more.
Yeah, well, see, I'm the opposite. I've always been like really hypersensitive, yeah, and like very, very emotional and shit like that. You know, very in tune, even with other people's emotions and energy and stuff.
Where, I forgot the word with it, but like so... can you feel people's pain sometimes?
Yeah, all that shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't do that. That's not me.
Yeah. So, but it's, but
I can't
it's
even
not,
feel my
but it's
own.
Not,
pain.
But it's not. Like you said, we're all different. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's not. That's not.
It's not necessarily it's bad. It's just me.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I already know. I already
you know what I'm
know.
Saying? Because
it's just how I was built.
You know what I'm saying? That's dope. But you have to have.
I have to empathy. Have some emotion. No, that's why I'm reading like this. Like,
empathy.
Yeah, I'm reading right now. Fuck. It's called The Art of Happiness by the 14th Dalai Lama. There's so many perspectives in there that I know I don't understand fully, only because I'm not the most in tune with my emotions. So I real deal gotta like really think about all the shit he's saying, because literally every fucking sentence is a whole different concept to me, because I'm not even in tune with my emotions. Because like real deal, the whole basis of the book is to be compassionate to one another and real, like, make a connection and an emotional connection to each human that you meet to kind of like to justify their lives and make an impact in their lives, whether that be through conversation or something, whatever.
Just acknowledge.
Acknowledging.
Even a compliment.
Yeah.
Saying hi to somebody.
Those
are all.
I think that plays a part with vibrations and stuff too. I think vibration and wavelengths. That shit's all real. Like
it's all real. And if you're emotionless, then
it's harder to see.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But like when I was on shrooms, like for example, like me and my bro, like we were a very of the same mindset. He would say one word and I'm like, stop, I already know exactly what you're about to say, da da da, and I'll tell him exactly what he's about to say. Like we're on the same wing, like type shit. But like I think there's frequencies involved too, like
100%. But also when you're around people long enough,
you already pick up. You pick up on everything.
And that's something that
you change each other as well. You start to pick up on each other's shit and I'm already numb.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think it's cool that you're here and I'm seeing my brother Sammy and I'm seeing like you're here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay. It lets me know because we vibrate.
Yeah.
My brother's like,
so that means that we vibrate. Yeah. Because if you fuck with him, you're probably going to fuck with me.
Yeah.
So I've been knowing Sammy for a minute.
The fact that you're here, it lets me know where he's at. You know what I'm saying? Because I've seen him, you know, be around other people and get shot at. Rob,
down bad.
You know, all kinds of.
I know. I've been, me and Sammy has been on our shit lately. I've been really deal trying to get Sammy into like everything. Like he's been closed minded with some certain financial shit and some reading, and I'm like, bro, you need to get on. You need to start getting in tune with your emotions. You need to start journaling. You need to start working. I've been trying to get this fucking fat bitch into the gym.
Yeah, we gotta hold each other accountable though.
Yeah.
That's the other part. That's what's gonna initiate that.
Yeah.
Because
It's growth. It's everybody. Yes. Everybody gotta grow. Everybody, all your brothers gotta eat. You know what I'm saying? If you really fuck with them, you're gonna want to see them come up, and you're gonna help that in some.
Bro, that's what we do. All of us. Yeah. Like, we're all here right now.
They're all growing with each other.
We're all here right now because Anthony's getting ready to leave tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he's not going. He's coming back. You know what I'm saying? But we all, hey, let's get together.
Yeah. Let's kick it.
And then we do that.
That's some fam shit.
Exactly. You know, that's what we do.
Because realistically, you don't never know, bro. The plane could go down. Someone could get shot at. You never know who you're going to see the next day.
Yeah.
Everything be crazy nowadays, bro.
Yeah, we never know.
But, I mean...
you never know. It's something you can't...
Yeah.
Don't stress about it.
Nah.
But it's
there.
It's very beneficial to...
It's again acknowledging. It's acknowledging one another again. At the end of the day,
to be aware of that, you know, you start respecting your time more. You start respecting
yourself.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
I've been on a lot of self growth shit this last past year. Like realistically, if it doesn't benefit me, growth wise, physically, mentally, then what am I doing? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why I stopped smoking. I mean, I'm weaning myself off of alcohol too. I mean. Realistically, that's just poison. I mean, yeah, smoking isn't bad, but like realistically, for an athlete, for me, it's not. I'm not gonna reach my full potential with it.
No.
So
you're
it's not for me.
No, you're not. And every like artist that you can think of that has exercise, like you know, psychedelics or alcohol or this is that.
It's affected their music.
Once they get to a certain point in their life,
like they can't.
They don't.
Yeah.
The most successful people out here in this world,
if they really want to be successful, because they know it's going to degrade them.
Not even that; they grow, and they prestige to that point where
they don't need it.
They don't need it.
Yeah.
It's not appealing to them. I don't smoke weed.
Yeah,
I used to smoke weed all the time. I'm a critical thinker, and now I don't need weed.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. When I smoke weed, I'm
you're creative.
I'm creative, and I'm like
intuitive. But now you weaned yourself off it, and you're just not automatically.
Need it.
So you change yourself subconsciously, basically. A little bit.
A little, like, more subconsciously than consciously, and that's the bad thing, because we need to be more conscious
about it,
about everything that we're doing. You know what I'm saying? We need to be more,
but think about this.
We need to be more aware.
What about being conscious, but wiring yourself subconsciously? You're conscious about wiring yourself subconsciously.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, the more conscious you are, you're actually... Instead of like all the music, everything, TV, everything we're doing, we're being subconsciously programmed, right?
I've heard some crazy shit.
So that's why I'm saying, like, if you become more conscious, then you're more in control of what you feed your subconscious.
That's why I think nowadays people aren't in tune with themselves anymore like they used to. Only because, like, for example, back in the Egypt days and shit. What distractions did they really have besides providing for their family?
No one knows.
We don't know.
No one knows.
His story.
Yeah, no one knows. That's why, bro. Like,
that shit was real deal back then. They were on some real deal shit back then.
Yeah.
I don't care. They're on some Anubis, like, real deal. Like, they were summoning gods. Yeah, bro. Yeah. They were real deal.
They were.
But nowadays, bro, the government, the mass society, that we're being controlled by obviously a higher power. It's obvious. Like, there's no fucking way it doesn't exist. There has to be some high order that controls everything. And honestly, I think it starts with banks. The international banks, because realistically, money powers everything at the end of the day. Money equals power. Power equals control. Control equals mass fucking subconscious subversion.
When I was your age, bro... 32. When I was your age, my mind just opened up. I had a friend. She's still my best friend still to this day.
Something with the podcast. I would
talk to her for like hours.
Hours.
Like she'd be on it like three, four hours.
Talking about
Ripper? Trump. When I was his age. My brain just opened up. That's how I felt. And then everything that I used to question, I started having like solutions. I started figuring out like, oh, this is why. And then I had a friend that I could just
answer your philosophy shit, real question and everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then I think that's what you're doing right now. Like,
honestly, realistically, I'm gonna keep it a stack.
Waking up.
The time.
I'm glad you fucking with me, bro.
The time I opened up was when I changed my environment. I started reading more. Once I started reading more and changed my environment, You need to get the fuck out of the house.
I am out the house.
Okay, but you need to get out of the house on your own. Like, I'm trying to tell you, bro. It's different.
I know.
Once you're on your own, you start to realize shit. You really get in tune with the world. Like, actually.
It's different.
It is different. You start to understand how everything works. I mean, yeah, you still understand how shit works, but, like, it's just different.
Yeah.
Like, you start to get into shit. You start to get into shit that you never thought you'd get into. I don't know, bro.
You start becoming more in tune with yourself, bro.
I love the way I'm changing. I love
that. You live by yourself?
Fucking no. No, I live with my aunt and uncle, but my parents are further, and, like, my aunt and uncle, like, I mean, realistically, I fuck with them. They're cool, but, like, I'm on my own shit. Like, I'll go to work. I go to the gym. I go home. Back to my room. I read. I do my book. I fucking watch anime and go to sleep. That's my life. That is. And then maybe on Saturday and Sunday, I'll kick it and party with some friends. Other than that, nothing. And then I'm getting further. I already signed my lease for next to ASU. I'm about to get further. Me and my bro, he's very like-minded, very, very much like myself. Really open-minded, on his bag, works out, and he's the shit. You know, I fuck with him. That's brother.
But what's up, bro?
I'm about to, I'm just trying to be wealthy. Trying to be wealthy. But realistically, I have a weird feeling. I have a fucking weird intuition feeling that I'm going to find some shit out, whether it be from myself or from whatever experience or something, and my whole life is going to change. I think for the better, obviously. Like, but I'm talking about, like...
It's always for the better, bro.
I don't know what I don't know how to explain it, but I just have a feeling that something's going to happen and all my goals and ambitions are going to change. Whether that be
just
like...
Just expect...
Because right now, my goals...
You need to expect this, though, because... You're right. You're saying that. That means that's your subconscious.
It's telling me, bro.
You know what I mean?
I've been real deal following my gut lately, and it's been going crazy.
But you need to be aware and remember that some bad shit might happen.
Oh yeah, I'm prepared. Saying? It's preparation.
But it happens for you. It doesn't happen to you.
So a lot of the shit that's happened to me, like bad, has taught me a lot of shit too.
And if you keep focusing,
so it's like, damn.
If you keep focusing on this type shit. If you don't make the right proper adjustments, the universe will do it for you. So you might, you know what I'm saying? Some crazy shit will happen. But if you're really, really
passionate...
How do you
feel about destiny and fate?
Destiny and fate?
Yeah. Can you change your fate or is it already pre-planned?
No, you can change it.
No. I think it's all on you.
It's pre-planned? I don't know.
It's pre-planned, yeah.
I think it's pre-planned, but that makes it feel like you're changing it.
It's all you. That's it. It's
you, man. I feel like manifestation is the real shit. Like, you real deal can do anything you want in your life if you actively manifest it. You don't leave it on the pillow.
The only thing that we have in this life is choice.
Everything's a choice.
That's all we really have.
I have a choice to be here. I have a choice to walk away right now. I
have
a choice
to think about
jump off.
You
want to
think about. You have a choice to. You know what I'm saying? Like, all that.
It's all about choice.
That's it. So. I don't think that it's all mapped out. And like, we're philosophizing right now.
Yeah.
So nothing is... This isn't factual. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But my personal opinion is that everything is what we make it.
Manifestation.
It's a big topic to really cover and really think about and really get into. But I don't know. I feel
not
like
necessarily.
There... I think there are some points and some people in our lives that we're meant to be to help us grow, possibly.
All
but
the time.
I feel like those people... We have, again, the choice, the path of, okay, do you want to take this path or this path? I feel like every second there's an infinite number of paths you can take at any point.
All the time.
Whether you take that one path for the day or the other path, it's infinite, bro. Like, literally infinite. That's where I think about, like, other realities and shit, too.
But, again, on the contrary, what I'm saying is that it all, like, you're talking about choices and all these different routes that you can go. But... What all that stems from is, what are you focused on? What do you think about? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is
your drive? What's your goal for your life?
You know,
what's your purpose in life?
When we're driving or when we're doing our daily routine and then we're daydreaming, you know, what are you obsessing about? What do you dwell on? You know what I mean? Those are the things that...
What do you dwell on?
Those are the things that...
What is your obsession currently?
Mine?
Yeah, like you specifically. What do you think about when you're driving and you blank off? Like, what's your main purpose in life currently?
Fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
Okay. You're just trying to word it.
Yeah, I'm trying to word it. It's so ingrained in my spirit, bro. It's like, I'm not in a position right now where I'm happy. I'm not in a position where I'm sad.
Is it the position of you're grinding towards that, or
no?
You don't even know.
It's. I feel like I've kind of like
stagnant.
No, not stagnant. I'm...
You're trapped.
No.
Then what is it?
No. It's like...
Gotcha.
Give me a second.
See, these are the podcasts that we need to have. I'm trying to tell you. This is about to get real deal. I'm about to start posting these podcasts. Yeah, it's about to get real deal.
It's like... How do I say this? The better... Fuck. So working on myself is my key thing right now.
Is your priority?
It's just essential. It's like...
Okay. It's a necessity.
It's the only reason why... My life has been continuing to grow.
Okay.
Like, and I've been prospering. Is,
and you realize that.
Yeah. So now I don't. I'm not expecting. I'm not thinking about being happy. I'm not thinking about how I feel about the shit.
So it's whatever gets you to the next level.
I'm thinking about yeah. So then, therefore, I'm becoming.
Whether that's grinding and working an extra shift, or that's reading the book that you don't want to read, whatever the fuck it may be.
Or. Having to unlearn shit. Having to look at myself and realize, bro, I've been realizing so much shit about myself that I have to, like, change.
Yeah. There's a great book on that. It's called Atomic Habits. It really just teaches you how to really value and understand yourself and really take a look at your habits and see if it's beneficial to you or not. Real deal, take your time. Like, real deal, write what do you do every fucking day.
See,
I wake up, I check my phone.
I don't give a fuck about, like I do shit. And that's not, that doesn't matter.
What do you mean?
Like, if I dabble, you know what I'm saying? If I'm doing this, like,
yeah.
What I've realized is that what really matters is staying in tune, staying
with yourself.
With myself.
Yeah.
Everyone knows, Sammy knows, I'm always on tea time.
What does that mean?
My name's Tyler.
Oh, your time.
I'm my time, you know, and people think that sometimes it's a little, you know...
Self-centered, but it's just you.
Disrespectful.
It's just how you do.
It's how I move or whatever, whatever. But the more and more I'm growing, the more I'm realizing,
the
like,
more you
that's
start
how
realizing,
we should all be. You know what I'm saying? Now, there's a difference between, like, hey, if we said we're going to meet up at this time and then I don't show up, it's kind of a little, like...
Janky.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But if it's just me...
Hey, I need to work on myself right now. You mind if I take this day?
That would be cool to communicate like that, you know?
Yeah. But a lot of people don't understand that because, like, oh, he's mentally fucked up or something. Like, no, bro, I'm just taking a fucking recovery day.
But check it out. You don't have to explain yourself to nobody. The people
at the end of the day,
they still fuck with you.
At the end of the day, you don't to some people, but to your brothers and stuff like that, yeah. I mean, you should be able to communicate on a level where they'll be like, okay, yeah, I get you.
In certain situations, yes. You know, like business, for example.
Yeah business.
I'm gonna communicate and let them know, like, hey, you know, running behind schedule,
yeah,
da da da. You know what I'm saying?
Because that's just formalities. That's what society has taught us to do. At the end of the day, further. At one point in my life, I think I want to go ghost on society and just live in the woods for like a year. Really try to like bring back my primal instincts on some fucking animal shit. It sounds crazy, but I think that's for me because I think I could do it.
I don't see no man in sight. That's all you. That's all you, brother man.